LaToya, and she joins us live this Friday morning right here on Palmetto Mornings. Happy Friday to you. It is 8:11. We are looking at 69 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden. Patty Mercer has the day off, and we love Kimberly LaToya. She has been on Palmetto Mornings multiple times before. I don't think you've ever been here when you've dropped the single or an album on the same day, so thanks so much for that. We appreciate
it. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, you are great. You've got a lot of accolades to your title. We'll go through that in a minute. But tell us a little bit about the meaning behind calling Hit Me Back. Where did it come from? We like the Kobe reference in there as well. But talk a little bit about the song.
Well, basically, it's just a conversation piece between me and God. It's like being in that place where you need some answers about the things that you've went through. And I just kind of put it in the place of just making a phone call, leaving him a message, all the questions that I have, and just telling him, God, you know, when you get a minute, can you just give me a call just so we can have this conversation? Because right now I'm just in a place of not understanding. So that's where it comes from.
What a great message. So when you write a song like this, how does that, what's the thought process behind this? Because it's a fascinating process once we get to speak with musicians on how they approach it. Does it come to you pretty quickly? Do you have notes everywhere and you're scribbled down this and that? Walk us through what that process is like.
Well, they tease me a lot in the studio because I do not write. I don't. Basically, my process is if I hear a particular sound, it could be a word that somebody says, it could be a conversation. So it just depends on the moment. So I draw a lot of it from just personal experiences.
You have, again, a lot of accolades to your credit and awards. You're the 2-time Queen City Award winner for Female Gospel Artist of the Year. Thank you. That stretches the Carolinas, really, yes, in the Charlotte region as well. Your music, mostly gospel?
Yes, mostly.
Okay.
Mostly.
Mm-hmm. All right. Of late, it's more modern gospel. I don't know if that's a word or a genre we just made up.
I just want to inspire people.
Okay.
And whatever that looks like, that's what I'm willing to think about.
Do you think as an artist, sometimes artists get boxed in, well, you're just a gospel singer, you're
Absolutely.
Just a rapper, you're just a country singer, and really you can be all of those, right?
Absolutely. And that was part of our fear initially, because I did come out of the church, and it's not to dismiss that, but there are more things I want to sing about. There's more forms of music that I'm interested in. I love all types of music. So I personally did not want to get boxed into that. And I just believe that as long as you're inspiring people and the message is positive, then you really don't have to label that any particular way.
We're speaking with Kimberly LaToya. She has a brand new single that drops today. It's called Callin' Hit Me Back. Is this part of an album?
Yes.
Okay, so that album will be released later?
Yes, we're still working on the album.
And what's the thought process behind that? Because the album consists of what, anywhere from 12 to 15, 16 songs? Or is that out the door as we move into a more modern era?
It just kind of depends. We pretty much have meetings about, you know, how many songs we want to do, what we want the album to say. So that's just a whole process within itself. So we try not to put a particular number on it, because a lot of times we don't know until we know what the project will look like.
So explain to me what it's been like to live through COVID and being restricted and quarantined at home from an artist perspective.
From an artist's perspective, initially we had a set schedule. We were going to the studio weekly, getting it done, cranking out the music. Like we had this really great momentum going, and then all of a sudden COVID hit and it put everything on pause. So that was an adjustment, but I'm grateful for it because it allowed me to kind of be still a little bit with my thoughts. And now going into the studio is not such a tedious process, because now I have all this material coming in the door as to where we kind of go like one song at a time. But COVID has also, you know, affected me professionally because I am a nurse. And just going through all those different changes of adjusting and just, you know, even being at home with the kids sometimes, it's just like, oh, like, really? Like, God bless the teachers. Oh, God, you know?
Amen to that. And I think you're seeing the praise of every parent out there for sure, right? You like your kid, you're quarantined with them day in and day out.
I love them, but I don't know that I like them necessarily. They're a lot.
Yeah. Do you think moving forward, we're going to see a lot of artists reflect the times that we're living in between COVID-19 and then the social movement that we're seeing? Will we see that being reflected in music in movies and in art? What, because you can speak on behalf of the music genre, but what do you think will happen? I mean, isn't music the and all those genre, all those article genres, I guess, speak of the time of the present?
I think they have to. If you're an artist that prides yourself in being honest in your music, I think you have to address those things because, number one, it's our reality right now. But you have to do it strategically because they are hard conversations to have. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if your motive is to gain understanding and to help people that don't necessarily understand it, you have to be strategic. And you still have to walk in love and forgiveness and patience. And, you know, we all, I'm sure, have seen things that are actually heartbreaking, you know. Mm-hmm. So you just have to kind of maneuver tactfully around those things. But I think, you know, it's something you should address. We're actually working on a song ourselves, but we're still kind of shopping, you know, the motive, the experience, the feelings, because you don't want to offend anybody, but you also want to be honest to what the reality is.
That's really good to hear, because it's curious, again, for those of us that do not have that mindset in terms of our artistic talents, to know that a lot goes into that,
because
I guess it is pretty easy just to make a song or make an art or make a movie without having a lot of thought process.
Right.
It hits mainstream, and if it's met with critical reviews, then you're scratching your head going like, well, I don't know why it spoke to the movement or it spoke to what's happening health-wise or social-wise, but where did I miss the mark at? And then you go back and you're like, oh, maybe I should have done more research or speaking to a group that their voice maybe was not as loud. And so it's pretty interesting, the thought process behind that.
Yeah, because you don't want to sound angry. You know, and our whole thing is that we want to spark conversation. Mm-hmm. And you can't spark conversation if you're defensive initially. So that's what we're trying to be careful and do.
You're fantastic. One of our favorite guests that we have here on Palmetto Mornings. We really enjoy you. Kimberly LaToya is her name. You can check out her new single, Colin Hit Me Back. Kimberly, as always, you're the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, Patty. Miss you.
Oh, I know. I'll tell her. And thanks so much for what you're doing on the front line of healthcare as
thank
well.
You.
We certainly appreciate it. We've always probably taken our healthcare workers for granted. And when something like this comes up, we really appreciate the hard work that you all do. So, all right. Have a good Friday. We appreciate it.